Time now on the Bonita Supergame Show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the BSU Beavers. Congratulations on another win, Tom.
Thanks, Schulte.
Coaches are notorious, doesn't matter what the sport is, for being nervous when games start. Just never quite sure how your team's going to come out and play or if you've prepared them enough. How does getting a goal a couple minutes into a game change that?
Well, it helps, obviously, relieve a little bit the anxiety that you have going into a game, and mostly a game last night where you just don't know where we're at. You know, I don't know where our legs are. You know, after an emotional 10 days where we took 7 out of 8 points, you just kind of want to know how focused we were. And again, it's tough. It's tough the next weekend after an Alaska road trip, but that helps settle in. It helps you settle in a little bit after you get that goal, Schulte.
You guys had territorial advantage. You were able to make some passes and make some plays. When you can make passes and make plays early, how do you guard against trying to get a little too fancy and make too many passes and too nice of a play?
Well, again, I think the guys have to have things in perspective. We preached all week and we preached before the game. Just make sure we have good habits. And that's the biggest thing, is that just have good habits, have good details, and make sure, again, that we all work them. And, we kept preaching that, and you keep preaching that, and hopefully, again, that kicks in.
How did you like your defensive end play last night?
Our breakouts, we have a lot of work to do, Schulte, on our breakouts. And we had probably 20, 25 clips in our breakouts where we felt we weren't, they weren't very clean. And we can still make better decisions to make sure our breakouts are a lot cleaner. And, we still have a young D core back there, and it takes time. And it just doesn't happen overnight, but you just have to stay with it.
Defensively, though, that young core has played very, very well. You just got to kind of stick with the process, right?
Absolutely. And again, it's just sometimes you want these guys to mature. You want that experience immediately, and it just doesn't happen. Maturity sometimes takes a while, and we're working every day on that.
How is Graham helping that process along?
You lean on your veterans a lot, Schulte. You ask a lot out of your veterans, and they're obviously an extension of the coaching staff, and they need to obviously work with those young kids as well, and they do a lot of things behind the scenes.
Offensively, Jay Dickman with 2 goals last night. First goal off of his backside. They still count. Can you just talk about the work ethic he's got for sitting out last year and just becoming a beast in the weight room, and then coming back from what should have been a rather lengthy injury, and he came back in short order?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a testament to Jay's hard work. He's a good kid, and he's had some tough luck, and he's bounced back hard, and we are on him constantly about moving his feet, playing fast, and he has to play that way, because again, it's just eventually it's going to become second nature for him, for that big guy, and he's moving his feet more and more, and it's going to be very interesting to see how he evolves over the course of 4 years.
More with Tom Ceratori when we return the Bonita Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonita Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network, part 2 with head coach Tom Ceratori. Arizona State do anything last night, Tom, that concerned you?
Not really. I think a lot of the things they're doing, we've seen many times. It's the second half of the year right now, so I don't think there's going to be many things that we see different this year anyway. They have a little wrinkle on their power play where they want to go from their flanker right up top, right back to the weak side. And, if they rotate that puck pretty quick, they can catch us off guard on the weak side. And we talked about that in our meeting today, and we showed that on video where we just have to get our defenseman out there quick, and he's got to block that shot.
Obviously, with them being road warriors this year, you knew that Friday night was going to be tough for them. Next Saturday night's probably going to be tough for them, as many games as they've played on the road. But, what part of their game did you like last night?
I like their pace. They play with good pace. Actually, they got good puck movement as well. And you're going to see they're going to be better tonight. You take a look at every one of their games, they've been better Saturday night than Friday night, Schulte. And, which happens a lot on the road right there. So our whole key last night was trying to jump on them early, get an early lead, obviously, in the first period. Usually legs are a little tired. You have your road legs, a Friday night first period. I thought we took advantage of that last night. And, tonight's going to be a lot different. And we've addressed that with our team. And hopefully our guys are they're ready for some pushback, because they're going to have good pushback tonight.
That many games on the road and that many freshmen that they're playing, that's a testament to the kind of character of guy in their locker room too, isn't it?
Well, it is. And you know what? They've had to deal with a lot of adversity. We spoke with their staff last night, and it's not easy. It's not easy at all. We've been in their shoes, and Teddy and I were talking to them, and you know, they just got to stay with it. There's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. They're going to win some games. There's going to be a lot of highs, but there's going to be a lot of lows. And, you know, that's the one thing, you know, I've said this before, that the one thing you can't get at the supermarket is experience. And you have to make sure that takes time. And, you know, you win in college hockey with veteran teams, and they're going to be a veteran team in 2 years, and they're going to be a lot older next year when all those transfers, they got 6 or 7 transfers right now who have experience in college hockey, will be eligible next year.
Looking back at BSU's first year Division One, 13 wins that year against a schedule that was loaded with some really, really good teams. What do you remember most about that year?
True, Schulze, but our league, the league games we had, were all teams were in the same boat. You know, Air Force, Army, that first year. I'm just looking back, you know, Huntsville, who we played, at, you know, at the Division II level, Finley. We all kind of emerged at the same time. So that helped, I think, too. You had about 5, 6 teams. I can't remember the whole league at that particular time, too, Schulze, but we all emerged at the same time. So, you know, that did help. But I'll tell you, when we played those teams that were experienced, we played the North Dakotas, the World, and the St. Clouds, I mean, we got beat up. We got beat up pretty good. So those were tough games. Those were tough games. And we definitely had an easier schedule from that standpoint than Arizona State, Schulze. They just don't have – I mean, they didn't come into college hockey last year with anybody else. Now, everybody else in college hockey, I mean, these are seasoned teams, or as they would say in pro hockey, they're seasoned franchises. And I don't think you can compare the both. It just is – it was a different time, Schulze.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks.
Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.